Ace Podcast.
Weird.
Hey there. Where have you been?
I wish we were on Periscope tonight. That was beautiful.
That was good. What was good? They don't know what we're talking about.
No,
we were
don't.
Dancing. We were dancing around the music.
It's that Mark Patch.
Mark
music.
Patch starts playing that music. Oh, we can't control it.
Too good.
Craig was doing air horn.
Wait, who's that?
What did I hear?
What?
I'm hearing voices.
Oh. Wait, we only have the, wait, just the
it's
two
just
of us.
It's just two middle-aged dudes.
Yeah, it's just the two of us.
In a Dakota bus.
Who is that?
That's our buddy Sean Rourke is joining us tonight. For the special episode 101.
What's about 101? We can tell everybody about the podcast. Is it like a podcast 101?
With the podcast 101.
That's right.
It's our first episode after podcast 100.
That's how
I think
done.
Everybody probably gathered that.
And not only is Sean here making things weird, we're in studio two.
This is three, isn't it?
No, this is two. My mom's in three.
That's what I heard. Yeah. Hey, she's doing a podcast now.
Yes, she is. Okay.
So anyway.
Aaron!
So apparently I'm Craig, you're Aaron.
My name's Aaron.
And this is Sean.
And Sean Rourke. Sean, you may know Sean from, Wisecracks Radio Hour.
Don't start plugging stuff.
Also available on iTunes.
You know what
Wisecrack Radio Hour.
A Two Dudes podcast.
It's, for fans of Mystery Science Theater 3000.
I would have probably said you might know Sean from an early appearance on our podcast.
Absolutely.
I wouldn't have stooped to the level of groveling and getting people to listen to my podcast. That's just me.
You talking about our other podcast, the Wisecracks Radio Hour?
Yes.
It's another Two Dudes podcast production.
Hey, remember that time when...
iTunes?
Yeah, that's it.
Remember that time when Craig wasn't here because of his birthday?
I do.
That was me.
That was another time he was there.
But you can go to www.wisecracksradio.com.
Hey, this is great and all, but don't we have a winner to announce?
We do! Everybody, okay, here's the setup.
Everybody
who nominated us on the podcastawards.com, which is closed now. Nominations are closed.
Did we win?
We don't know yet. We'll find out mid-month whether we made the cut.
Can we find out now?
But we put everybody's name into a hat. All of those
We don't have a hat.
Everybody that voted for us emailed or texted or messaged us. The winner actually messaged us on Twitter, letting me know.
On the Twitter.
Oh, the winner messaged you to let him... Know that he won?
No. So today I put all the, yeah. I listed the winners.
Don't confuse the situation.
One through however many. Then I texted you and said pick a number and you picked.
And I picked the number 1,374.
I wish we had that many.
I chose number two.
Number two, which happened to be George Negrete or George Negrete.
Negrete, I think.
But he is awesome.
Were you hanging out with him on the weekends fishing and stuff?
No, I don't know him personally. I don't think he lives here, but he always retweets everything we tweet.
He's a good guy. That's why.
He really is. So thank you, George. And I sent you a message today letting you know that you'd won. But if you didn't get that, just email us or text us or send it to us on Twitter.
The paper towel dispenser, the canned ham.
And the hand sanitizer.
And the hand sanitizer. Yeah. Just the things that you found in the dumpster behind Kroger.
two minute supply spam.
Thank you, everyone who nominated us.
That was
whether we win or whether we get listed or not. I do appreciate all of our
two ply with that two supply.
If y'all are through, we got a show to do.
Hey,
what?
Don't you got to talk about something?
Well, you remember we've got friends that did the documentary "Spiders Will Eat Your Face."
Yeah, and you want to know a story?
Yeah, tell me.
I just got back from Oklahoma. You know.
Oh yeah, welcome back.
I went to see my daughter.
Yeah,
and her college apartment.
Yeah.
Brown recluse problem.
That's nothing to do with spiders will eat your face.
I know that, but I wanted to relate to the story about spiders.
Well, you didn't do
that.
And
I wanted to say that I had no spiders bite my face while I was there.
Let me tell you this. From the makers.
Why does he do that to me? All I wanted to say was I had a spider story.
And it was okay. I mean, you saw spiders. Okay. And deadly spiders, which tarantulas are not because we know that. Because we watched Spiders Will Eat Your Face.
And they never ate my face.
But the thing is, these guys have made more documentaries than just that one. They've also got The Animal Saga, which is actually, this one's included in that, because that's three films. Spiders Will Eat Your Face. And then they've got Hamsters, The History.
That eat your face.
No, Hamsters Don't Eat Your Face. And then they've got The Goldfish Bowl, Death by Glass. Three documentaries.
Death by Glass.
About animals.
I want to watch that one because that one's probably about how goldfish are like, I don't want to die. And you bring them home, put them in a bowl, they die.
They may be.
It's not Hamsters Will Eat Their Young.
But you can get all
this. No, they banned that one here.
You can get all this pet history on Amazon and at www.bigweaselwillweasel.club. Let me say that again. Actually, just put http /\.
That's a forward slash.
Big Weasel, Lil, spelled L-I-L, Weasel dot club. It's kind of a weird.
That's Big Weasel, Lil Weasel dot club. That's the Big one. Weasel dot little, little, no, forget it.
And as if that, as if that wasn't enough, I gotta give a shout out to Joyful Productions on Twitter for
They're so happy.
They sent us our top story tonight.
That is so nice of them.
Speaking of top stories, you got it?
Sure.
Top story.
Sounds so good.
It does.
That new drop we've got there.
Yes.
Who did that?
Somebody who is a great voice actor.
I meant the little tick, tick, tick and all that stuff in the back.
Oh, the same person.
I like that.
Yeah.
He's a legend in his own mind.
Yes.
Hey.
Yeah.
Alabama prisoners use peanut butter to fool guard in prison escape.
Ooh, I want some.
A dozen creative Alabama inmates use peanut butter to alter numbers on their jailhouse door to fool a new guard into opening it to let them free.
Oh, this is number 122.
This may be one of the best stories I've ever heard.
You guys can take off.
Changing numbers on doors with peanut butter. It might sound crazy, but these kinds of people are crazy like a fox.
It worked.
Walker County Sheriff's James Underwood.
James not, Underwear.
Not, yeah. Yeah, that's a funny one. Nobody's ever heard that. Told reporters Monday. The new jail employee was in the control room about 6:30 p.m. on Sunday watching the inmates on closed circuit television. They don't give them real TV to watch.
Oh, I love CCTV.
He opened what he thought was the door to allow
an
inmate into his cell, but it actually freed the dozen prisoners who aged from 18 to 30.
You think some of them didn't know what was going on? They're like, wait a minute.
Wait, we're
Did
out?
Did he just open the door?
Are we out now? You mean we're free? They made it out and scaled a barbed wire fence with all within 10 minutes,
Goodness
the sheriff
gracious.
Said. The only person injured in the whole escape was an inmate who cut his thumb on the fence. Escapes happen, Underwood said. We got some evil people down here, and they scheme all the time to con us and our employees at the jail. You got to stay on your toes. This is one time we slipped up. I'm not going to make any excuses.
It better not. He got fooled by peanut butter.
Peanut butter.
What did they do with it?
This door smells funny.
And not to mention that, the state, the taxpayers don't need to be funding peanut butter. That's expensive.
Hey, what's with the mice around here?
They had to use crunchy. I mean, because that's the only thing that's abrasive enough to change numbers, I guess.
They
smeared it.
They did smear it.
And the CCTV
painted.
Yeah.
That's
matched
beautiful.
The color on the wall.
Scratch the glass.
These guys would have been great, like in the war. Like,
you should see them in the kitchen.
With peanut butter?
Yeah.
Someone's in the kitchen with peanut butter.
Hey, pipe down over there.
Easy.
I'm trying to do a job over here.
Sip it down.
11 of the 12 inmates, some of whom were jailed for attempted murder, were captured by Monday.
Oh, that must be an officer.
Officer Monday.
Officer Monday speaking.
Bradley, Tuesday's not here. It's me, Monday.
Where's Friday?
Bradley Andrew Kilpatrick, 24, remained the only inmate still loose as of Monday night. People should be on the lookout for someone that smells like peanut butter.
He is still on the loose. Hey, speaking of Mark Patch, you know, we were a little earlier. He sent this story in. Headline is, Ohio woman calls 911 saying, I have a boa constrictor stuck to my face.
No, she said,
an Ohio woman called 911 Thursday after a 5-foot, 6-inch boa constrictor. Hey, I'm taller than that snake.
You are not.
Just barely. She had rescued. Why do you rescue a snake? I don't care what kind it is. Nah.
I'm thinking of all the things you could have been excited about. that was the most you came up with.
So she rescued the snake, but then it had itself wrapped around her face and began biting her nose. The victim, a 45-year-old woman, from Cleveland, called authorities after one of the two boa constrictors she rescued the previous day had attacked her. These were new snakes, too.
See, here's the thing. You do something nice for the snake. What does he do?
He bites you.
Bites you.
Turns around and bites you. I have a boa constrictor stuck to my face, the woman yelled. Ma'am, you have what? The 911 dispatcher asked.
Boa constrictor,
the woman repeated.
Please hurry, he's biting my nose.
I'd never heard of this before, the dispatcher was heard saying. I bet she hasn't. Rescuers arrived within minutes and found the woman lying in the bloodied driveway of her home, the snake holding tight.
It really had nothing to do with this. It's just a very violent neighborhood.
Just as she described. A firefighter had to cut the snake's head off with a pocket knife in order to release the woman from its grasp. So the firefighters, they brought the big red truck, hatchets, everything, and the guy reaches in his pocket.
Why wouldn't you take the axe that you use, you know, to knock down doors? I mean, you might hit her with it, but at least you have that really cool axe.
It's okay. She saves snakes. I mean, no big loss. Dennis Bring, Sheffield Lakes mayor, said he was pleased with how authorities handled the incident. I'm just really pleased with the paramedic's response and, you know, the thought, to think that quick to take out a pocket knife, the mayor told WAFB. Obviously, he had to destroy the snake. Well, why wouldn't you? It's a snake.
Yeah.
Right. But he had no other choice. The woman told the dispatcher during the call that she had rescued boa constrictors on Wednesday and that she owned 9 ball pythons. This woman's got a serious issue, and it's more than just a boa constrictor.
But because they're ball pythons, they take up less space.
Yeah.
And they bounce.
Maybe. I would imagine the bite was very painful, so she's going to have to put up with that a while, too. And now she's going to have to make a decision on whether she continues to do this, the mayor said.
Were they able to reattach her nose?
Yeah, but now it's got part a snake head on it.
The snake was quoted as saying, ow.
Ow.
Men arrested trying to buy drugs at police station. How many times does this have
Again.
To happen?
Again.
Hartford, Connecticut. Police say 2 men have been arrested after they tried to buy drugs from an officer at a Connecticut police station.
Oh, my goodness.
Hartford police say an officer had finished his shift and was walking to his vehicle Sunday when 2 men approached and asked if he would sell them cocaine.
Awesome. Hey.
I guess they figure there's got to be a bad one now and then. They get lucky. I just don't think the odds.
That is one shot in the dark.
That's not going to work very often.
No.
The 2 men said they needed to find an ATM to get cash, so the officer directed them to a machine inside the lobby of the police station. Okay.
Thanks, officer.
Sure. Police said that while the men went inside to get $60 for drugs, the officer called for help, and the men were, call for help? You got a gun?
Okay, let me get this straight. The guys walk up to this cop and say, hey, can you sell us some drugs? He said, yeah, it'll be $60.
Yeah, $60.
And you have to go in there and get to the ATM.
Yeah, right.
I love it.
Hartford police did not release their names. The $60 was taken as evidence.
Yeah.
Yeah, I bet.
It was $160 is what they gave him.
A department spokesman posted the police report to Twitter on Monday saying, and this happened. Take us down there.
In Florida, I went desert.
Headline is, man robs bank, then gets naked and throws money.
This has got this podcast written all over it.
It does. It's perfect for us. From Fort Lauderdale, nobody's laughing. Au contraire. We are. We
yes.
Are. Authorities in Florida say they arrested a man who robbed a bank, stripped naked, and ran down the street throwing the stolen money, all because he woke up Tuesday and wanted to become a comedian.
Didn't we cover this before?
No.
Somebody else did something throwing money or something.
Yes, yeah, people throw money all the time. Instead, the FBI says 25-year-old Alexander Spirder is charged with bank robbery.
Man, he's funny.
Federal complaint says the man told authorities he parked his car at the bank, made a gun motion with his hand, and demanded money from the teller, who gave him about $4,700 in a bag. That's a lot of money. I didn't know you could get that from one teller.
That's a lot of bag.
Officials say a red dye pack exploded, staining his clothes and a cast he had on his left wrist. So he's running down the street naked.
Except for a cast.
Had no pockets, so he had to throw the money. You
right. Didn't what else was he going to do? Man, we haven't had one of these stories in a while.
Oh, that's a good one.
It is a good one. Should I tell it?
Go ahead.
Or should we just save it and make them wonder what it was?
No, tell it.
One-armed, machete-wielding, I like to say machete.
Machete.
I say machete normally, but it seems more exotic if I say machete.
I've heard people say machete.
I say machete.
One-armed, machete-wielding clown arrested in Maine.
Oh, hey, that's where it is.
Oh.
Yeah.
When's that coming out? I want to see that.
Pennywise lives in Maine.
I want to see that. I watched the original finally.
Dairy Maine.
35 years later.
What did you think about the original?
It was pretty dated, but I love Tim Curry, so it doesn't matter.
Oh, Tim Curry's amazing.
But the new one looks like it's going to be good. But anywho.
Go back.
One arm. Go back.
Go back. Go back to the story. I mean, we sidetracked.
Okay.
Okay.
But we do that like 100 times in one show.
Go ahead.
One-armed machete wielding clown arrested in Maine. Hollis, Maine. Holla. A man is accused of drunkenly strolling down a main road. Not the main road.
It wasn't a side street.
Not the main road.
Wearing a black hooded that's racist. Black hooded sweatshirt and a clown mask and brandishing a machete taped where his arm had been amputated. So let's get a picture of this.
I see it swinging like he had a nail sticking out.
So this guy is with a clown mask, a black hoodie, and a dangling
participle.
Yes.
A dangling machete hanging off his arm. This is a good clown.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's funny.
Yeah.
That's funny.
Maine State Police say 31-year-old Corey Berry, not to be confused with Lee Berry,
no. Right.
Of Hollis, was arrested Tuesday and charged with criminal threatening. He was released after posting $200 bail. Police say Barry was first spotted in Hollis, but then fled into the woods. He was taken into custody after reemerging in Whataburger.
I thought it said Waterloo.
He reemerged at Whataburger. Police say Barry was intoxicated but cooperative. He told officers that he was copying previous clown sightings as a prank about a year and a half later.
Really? He's late to the party. Back to Florida. Headline is, Florida woman claims the iguana leg found in jar of pizza sauce. What's wrong with that? I like a little iguana leg.
So don't
leg.
Tell everybody. They're going to want it.
A woman in Fort Myers says she found part of an iguana in her 14-ounce jar of pizza sauce.
Maybe you have to collect each piece from different jars.
That's it. You get the prize.
No, you eventually build
it. I got the tail.
It was definitely an appendage, said the woman. It was rubbery and fleshy.
It was an appendix?
Yeah, yes. An appendage. Suzanne Abercrombie bought Mantia's pizza sauce in November and said she consumed it with pizza and then she fell ill.
Okay.
She's allergic to iguana.
I'm not really sure iguana legs can make you ill.
No, she's allergic.
Especially the amount of preservatives they put in that sauce.
Especially if it's barbecued iguana.
At first she did not associate her illness with the sauce. Probably because it wasn't associated with the sauce
whatsoever.
But when she made another pizza, an unusual object came out of the jar.
Okay, so she's now implying the first jar must have had some iguana in it.
Yeah, no, I think it's the same jar. She's making two pieces out of the same jar. I used the rest of the jar, that's when it fell out, Abercrombie
she
told
fell
the news
out. No,
press.
She fell out.
It was about 3.5 inches long and looked like an arm. Oh, no. Oh, a consumer affairs specialist for the company that produces the sauce told Naples Daily News that the reptile appendage was not an iguana arm, just mold.
Okay, so here's the deal. We're going to make you feel better. It's not an iguana. It's mold, which is penicillin.
Sure. It's just mold.
Mold does not hurt you. It's your friend.
And I thought iguanas just had legs, not arms.
Really? The specialist also
said... And you know what mold's got? Chewability.
Chewability, yes.
The jars are double-checked at the plant, but sometimes things happen after they are shipped, news press reports. Abercrombie wrote a letter to the company about the incident, and they responded stating the substance did not come from any reptile, amphibian, or small mammal.
I've opened stuff up like that's had mold in it. I mean, it happens.
It's a moldy tomato sauce. That's what it was.
A moldy story.
Yeah.
Hey.
I wait for it.
I don't got it. I want it.
Oh.
You know what that means, don't you?
Yeah,
it's an Australian story.
Going down under.
Giant angry.
Angry. It's very
huntsman,
angry.
That's a huntsman spider for you people not keeping up. Called Aragog.
Ooh, they named it.
That's larger than a dinner plate. Ugh. Traps a terrified family in their home.
Well, yeah.
Hey, you guys, against the window.
I'm not walking past that thing.
And an enormous spider has given a couple an almighty fright.
It's an almighty fright.
As it appeared on the glass door as they were trying to cook food.
Look at me, I'm scary.
Lauren Ansell from Mount Coolum. I want to live a place like that.
That's pretty
Coolum.
Neat.
In Queensland, posted a photo of a monster huntsman spider nicknamed Aragog that appeared on the outside. Was on the outside of the window.
What's the big deal?
You live in Australia. You have so many things that want to kill you. Why are you worried?
There's probably 7 or 8 other things on the same window that were
dead. You know what Halloween?
A dingo?
Yeah.
It ate
my
baby.
You know what at Halloween in Australia? They don't sell those big furry fake spiders that dangle from that. They just give you a real one.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Or strap them to your face.
You just use one that's already in your yard.
Exactly.
Yes.
That's why Halloween's so much fun there.
Yeah, Aragog.
Right.
Yeah.
Anyway, while her partner was attempting to cook dinner, as you know, I mentioned a minute ago that Aragog was hanging outside the window.
Right.
Ms. Ansell said the spider appeared harmless because it is, but did not take kindly after the pair attempted to move it from the glass. My partner was on the outside. I can't talk like a lady.
No, but that's okay. You don't have to.
My partner was on the outside trying to cook our food. We didn't want to kill it, and I sound English for some reason, but it didn't like us for trying to move it along.
That's not an Australian
Daily
accent.
Mail,
that's not an accent.
Australia. I just went with what I could do.
Oh, yeah.
I guess if you were paying attention a couple shows back, something happened. A cloud
that's
moved
not a
over,
spider.
And I lost my... Remember I lost it?
That's a spider.
Yeah, that's a spider. Remember I lost it?
Yeah, I do remember.
Oh, yeah.
It didn't come back.
I was listening.
It didn't come back. And so now you're just, you're scrutinizing me for doing a really bad British accent because that's all I've got left.
Were you scrutinizing? I wasn't scrutinizing.
I
got some pretty solid looks from both of you.
All I said was, that's not an accent.
That's not an accent. Okay. That's an accent.
We're going to try again.
Go ahead. Please.
My partner was on the outside trying to cook her food. We didn't want to kill it, but didn't like us. It didn't like us for trying to move it along.
It's not a Sheila.
It's still alive and happy. I nicknamed it Aragog. She's actually from England. She just moved there.
Okay.
If a spider's picking up the nickname, I'm moving.
Yeah, exactly. And if a spider can be associated with the word angry.
Yes.
Yeah. Ms. Asno said once she posted the photo of the spider on her Facebook, yep.
That's right.
It's her Facebook now. It's hers. No. Her friends could not believe what was pictured. Since the post, the spider has found a new home.
Uh-oh.
Hopefully under somebody's shoe. And the couple have not seen it since. It's in the garden and we
Wait a minute. That's definitely not an accent.
Sorry. It's in the garden and we haven't seen it since. She said. It's massive.
Is that the Queen of England?
Yeah. It's massive. And was mean.
Sir.
But it's alive and we didn't want to kill it.
That was awesome, man.
I think I channeled Monty Python.
You did. I'm not dead yet.
There's a Burma. Why'd you say Burma? I panicked.
Headline is police stop suspicious car with no doors and an axe in the roof.
There's nothing suspicious about that
car. What's suspicious about that?
It's obviously an axe delivery company.
A New York State Sheriff's Office and deputies pulled over a suspicious
vehicle. Wait. Stop the car for a second. Do they pull people over for having giant bugs on top of their cars?
You talking about Aragog again?
No. Do they pull people over like Napa or whoever that has like the giant helmet on top of their car?
No. Right.
Do they pull some guy with a big pizza on top of his car?
We had a guy here locally that had a big rooster on his car one time.
So what's suspicious about a car with no doors with an axe in the roof?
Nothing, in my opinion.
Absolutely not.
What's suspicious is it probably was not being driven by a clown, and that's what it should have been.
Right.
But mind if I continue?
I probably didn't.
A clown wielding machete.
Machete. A New York State Sheriff's Office said deputies pulled over a suspicious vehicle with no doors, no windshield, no license plates, and an axe embedded in the roof. The Wyoming County Sheriff's Office said deputies responded Monday afternoon to a report of a suspicious vehicle, which they located the car at a nearby intersection.
Am I the only one confused when they went from New York to Wyoming?
No. Yes. Deputies noted that the car had no doors, no windows, no windshield, no license plate, and had an axe sticking out from the roof. Maybe this was the car they used in Planes, Trains, and Automobiles. Somebody just
could've
bought
it. Could have been
the prop. Yeah, as a collector's item. A picture says 1,000 words, the sheriff said in a Facebook post. Sergeant Colin Reagan told the News Daily the driver, Jared Price, age 21, performed poorly in a field sobriety test.
He didn't have a chance to study.
And was found to be impaired by multiple different drug categories.
Did they test him on different drugs? Like ask him what they were, what they looked like?
Yeah, here, take this. Tell me about it.
Price was arrested on charges of driving while impaired by drugs, driving while impaired by a combination of drugs and alcohol, driving without license plates.
Oh, my God, let me write all this down.
Operating an unregistered and uninspected motor vehicle, operating without insurance, lacking a front windshield, and driving without safety glass.
You know these without the safety dance?
Yeah, safety dance.
You know what these guys did? They hit the lottery. They got this guy, and they thought, we're going to lay everything down we can. We're going to find every single thing.
Somebody bring an encyclopedia out of here.
That's not an X. That's an X.
A Virginia woman hears a noise in the attic.
That happens all the time.
And the police find a man living there.
Ooh.
This is probably the same guy that lived over the toilet.
In Japan.
Usually the floorboards creaking above you in the middle of the night or just the house settling or perhaps a raccoon. But a woman in Arlington, Virginia, it was the footsteps of a man in her attic.
And she didn't know he was there.
It's
a man.
Yeah, baby. The woman, who was not publicly identified, heard noises coming from the attic of the house she rents on 22nd Street South, just outside Washington. She contacted her landlord, thinking it might be him. Why would he be in the
attic?
That's how I'm starting to slow down and pause. Yeah.
There's a creepy movie
because
here.
Sometimes he used the storage above, but he would probably tell you if he was in your house, wouldn't he?
Hey, I'm going up at the attic.
And the landlord called the police around 1:24 a.m. on Friday. 1:24 a.m., you know what happens during that time?
That's the devil's hour.
When the police arrived, they went to the back of the house where the stairway leads up to the attic. Okay, so maybe there's an outside entrance.
Must be.
Officers climbed the stairs, they called out, hootie-hoo!
Hootie-hoo!
Identifying themselves and ask, I'm Carl, this is Dave, and asking anyone present to come forward. The subject came forward.
Well, that's what they asked
him to do. Said Ashley Savage, a police spokeswoman, and was taken into custody without any incident.
So this guy, the entrance to the attic was on the outside of the house. He snuck up there and was just...
He's living.
His mistake was walking around while she before she fell asleep.
Right.
His mistake was being in a house that belonged in.
True there.
The police identified the man as Anthony Jones, 60. Mr. Jones, who was homeless, was being held without bail on a charge of unlawful entry.
Oh, he wasn't homeless. He was living over.
Yeah, he had a home.
Mr. Jones.
And me.
Afterward, officers found Mr. Jones's belongings, a backpack, clothes, and bedding, according to NBC, in the attic. Why did NBC have to tell him that? But Ms. Savage said the authorities did not know how long he'd been living there or any other details. When officers attempted to ask him questions, he did not comply or choose to respond.
He had the right to remain silent.
There was a movie about this. I'm sure it's happened plenty of times in real life where somebody was living upstairs the whole time.
Yeah, I remember that. It was a scary movie too.
I want to say it was like, I won't say because I don't really remember.
But I do remember seeing it.
Hey.
Headline is, man held. Oh, not another snake story. What are you doing to me? Man held after deadly king cobras smuggled into U.S. in potato chip can.
Do you think it jumped out like those spring loaded ones?
Whoa, that's a small king cobra.
It's a king cobra, though.
It doesn't matter.
Size doesn't matter.
Darn it.
Customs officers made a startling discovery earlier this year while inspecting a package on its way to a Monterey Park apartment. Three highly venomous king cobra snakes, each about
like there's a very little venomous.
Yeah.
Like,
yes.
But each of these were
slightly
about
venomous.
2 feet long.
They spit.
Yes, they do. That's nasty.
I still want to know if they jump out like a spring loaded.
They were hidden in potato chip cans. Okay, I'm thinking this was not a Pringles can. It was more like a Charles Chips can. You know, the big.
That would have been here in the South.
No, not necessarily.
I don't see Charles Chips anywhere else.
For months, according to federal courts, Franco used WhatsApp, a smartphone messaging platform, to negotiate shipments of snakes and turtles to and from Hong Kong.
Who was it? We had the story where they put this poor defenseless little animal in with the snakes.
Oh, it was terrible. It's terrible.
It didn't kill her, but it was like you're thinking the whole time that he's in the corner going, please, please, please don't kill me, please don't kill me.
In March, authorities intercepted the package with the three deadly snakes along with three albino Chinese soft-shelled turtles. There you go. Again, these little turtles are like, what? Help me.
What did we do? At least they could hide in their shell.
That same day, Franco had attempted to mail six other turtles wrapped in socks to Hong Kong.
Well, you know that is the industry standard. You put them in a tube sock.
That package was also intercepted. And a day later, a postal worker delivered the package with the turtles shipped from Hong Kong to Franco's Monterey Park home. So he was shipping turtles to Hong Kong, and they were shipping snakes and turtles back to him.
You know, with all these interceptions, I really wish I was a sports fan right now because there's a joke in there about a team somewhere.
Authorities had removed the cobras from the package, noting that delivering them posed a safety risk. Do you think? After the package was accepted, federal agents approached with a warrant to search the home. Inside a children's bedroom, they found a glass tank with a crocodile, along with tanks containing endangered turtles.
Crocodile's like, hey guys.
Franco told authorities that he had previously received two other packages with 20 king cobras, all of which he said had died in
Baker's
transit.
Dozen.
And he did not order those, did he?
And legally, he didn't order them. He can keep them.
Franco was charged with one count of illegally importing merchandise into the United States, which carries a maximum of 20 years in federal prison.
No, they ought to make him sleep all night with the cobras.
They should.
And then he can, if he lives through it, he doesn't have to go to jail.
He is scheduled to be arraigned in August. Officials said two of the cobras seized in March are receiving
seizures?
They're receiving care at the San Diego Zoo. Why?
Because they were having seizures.
While the third died for unknown reasons. Somebody cut its head off.
Yeah. Some cop named Monday.
Yes.
Oh, Monday.
Right. Me and snakes don't get along.
Woman steals Philadelphia taxi, picks up paying passengers.
Wait a minute. She steals a taxi and then goes around collecting fare?
Yeah.
What a great idea.
Philadelphia.
Police say a 65-year-old
woman. Oh, she's old
woman,
enough to know better.
Yeah.
She's like your age.
No, please.
Police say a 65-year-old woman stole a taxi in Philadelphia and picked up a fare.
Oh, my goodness.
Police say the woman caught the cab around, ooh, did they say threw it?
She caught it.
Caught the cab around midnight Thursday and asked to be taken to the Sugar House Casino.
Hello there.
On the way, she asked the driver to make a stop at a gas station. It was at the station where police say the woman jumped into the driver's seat and drove off.
I'll be taking this.
Police stopped the taxi 30 minutes later and found the woman with a 23-year-old and her infant daughter in the back seat. The mother told officers she had hailed the cab earlier, not realizing it was stolen.
The mother, okay, so the mother was just taking a taxi. And,
this person just saying, okay.
And grandma pulled over.
Yeah. Well, she could, you know what? It was the nurturing part of her. She was like, she couldn't see this lady with her child.
She said, I'm sorry, the meter's broken. You're going to have to pay me in cash. It'll be $100.
It'll be $60. The ATM's inside the police station.
Darn it.
Headline is, Swedish train to be named Trainee McTrainface.
When is this going to stop?
Another online poll.
That's ridiculous.
I love it. I can't get enough of this.
No, it cracks me up. Yes. It's just, how many times are they going to ask people to do this when they know what's going to happen?
They have not learned their lesson. That's what's happening.
I'm speaking into Mikey McMicrophone right now.
The Swedish rail operator has vowed to name one of its trains.
What does that mean?
Trainee McTrainface, after a public vote saying it would bring joy to people disappointed when Britons rejected the name Bodie McBoatface for a polar research ship following a similar poll. So this is their way of giving back. Trainee McTrainface won 49% of the votes in the naming competition conducted online by train operator MTR Express and Swedish newspaper Metro. Isn't that original? Being choices such as Hakan, Miriam, and Poseidon. This is news that will be received with joy by many, not just in Sweden, MTR wrote in a statement. The train will run between the Swedish capital Stockholm and Gothenburg, the country's second biggest city. Yeah, Steve Gothenburg.
Steve Gothenburg. We all just said the name for no reason over and over again.
Hey, we got an update. Let me play the update theme song.
Darn it.
That's not the theme.
That is. That's the update theme song.
That's just your wife saying, darn it.
Darn it.
Toronto helps doofy son find his parked car four days on.
They found it.
Finally. A U.S. teenager who lost his car in a Toronto car park for 4 days has picked up the vehicle after volunteer sleuths pounded pavements to find it.
Ooh.
I feel like I'm a Hollywood actor or something, said Gavin Strickland, 19. As local media filmed his reunion with his vehicle on Thursday. Was it a slow-mo of him rushing towards the car?
Dun, 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 dun.
He had driven from Syracuse, New York for a Metallica concert on Sunday night, but forgot where he parked. A Craigslist advert asking the public for help went viral. Our doofy son parked his car in an indoor parking garage in the first floor, slightly lower basement level, but that garage cannot now be located.
You know who
his father
it?
Wrote online.
I'm 4chan.
Sandman. Go, I'm sorry.
Would it be okay?
If I did? Go ahead.
The car has a U.S. Florida license plates, a small Canadian flag affixed to the door frame, and a Bernie Sanders bumper sticker.
Strike two. Florida license plates, strike one.
Yeah.
Bernie Sanders strike bumper. Two.
Feel the burn.
The teenager searched all night for the 2015 Nissan Versa sedan, and
nice
police
car.
Officers even drove him around the city to help. But he gave up on Monday morning and took a coach the 250 miles back home. His father's advert included several details which the younger Mr. Strickland had managed to recall. It's nearby a Starbucks, possibly a bank, and some construction. It was also within an $8 cab ride of the Rogers Center where he watched the concert.
Now, we discussed this when we read the original story. If it's only an $8 cab ride, he should have been able to find this car.
Yeah, because an $8 cab ride is like 30 feet.
Yes, it is.
Exactly.
You just kind of walk in a circle. And
One online user called the advert, which came with a $100 reward, the best scavenger hunt ever.
That does sound fun.
A delighted Mr. Strickland returned to Toronto after learning the car was discovered on Wednesday night. 26 found it parked in an electric car charging station after she and her boyfriend decided to play detective.
I hope she got a ticket. Or hope
she
he got
too.
A ticket.
Yeah.
Don't park in those spots. Yeah, there's a reason.
Yeah, they're not for gas-powered automobiles.
Well, the thing is that if you ever drive one of these, I've got one. If you ever drive one and you need some juice,
you don't need
somebody in the way, says the guy who drives a hybrid. We were a little bored and decided to go to bed or go on a little adventure in our city, Ms. Riddlin told CBC News. I felt like I owed it to the family. They were sort of relying on us, and she probably thought the $100 didn't really hurt that much either.
Nah, that's a drop in the bucket of what they've got.
There was a bucket involved.
So did you hear about this warning that came from the mayor up in New York? Headline is, Mayor warns of alligator on the loose in upstate New York.
No, they've already had the movie about them in the sewers and stuff.
Speaking of movies, Sharknado 5 comes out this week.
Oh, wow. I gotta hurry up and watch Sharknado 2, 3, 4.
Yeah, I gotta watch 1, 2, 3, and 4.
I love those movies. They're so fun.
Okay.
So when the listenership falls now after he said that publicly.
The mayor
I think they're funny. Actually.
They are very funny. The mayor of an upstate New York village said officials believe reports of an escaped alligator wandering the area to be true. So now you don't only have to worry about the naked cowboy and muggers and Elmo over here using the bathroom on the sidewalk. You got to worry about a mean alligator.
Is he going on some rant about something? I don't know.
Whitney Point Mayor Ryan Reynolds. Ryan Reynolds?
Yeah.
The actor.
Yeah.
Said in a Facebook post that reports of alligator sightings in the village started coming in Saturday night and Sunday morning. The Department of Environmental Conservation has been contacted and believes the reports to be true, Reynolds wrote. They believe that it was once someone's pet and was let go in the area sometime in the last month. So this is the urban legend come true.
Urban legend.
Yeah, you know, growing up, we all heard about the pet alligator that was released into the sewer.
Oh, yeah, it climbed out of my toilet.
That's right. The mayor said DEC officers have been dispatched to the area in an attempt to track and capture the reptile. New York State does not allow for the keeping of alligators as pets. The owner of the gator could face a fine if identified. What if the alligator has a collar on?
Yeah, he's got an ID chip.
Yeah.
They chipped him.
Return to Bob.
DC man looking for dropped phone falls into trash chute.
Oh, I wish I'd have seen that. I love videos like this.
He loves to watch other people suffer. Firefighters in Washington, D.C. said they rescued a man who fell into his building's trash chute while looking for his dropped phone. Remember the guy fell between the walls?
Yes.
D.C. Fire and Emergency Services said the man told rescuers he leaned into the trash chute to see if he could spot his phone after throwing away his garbage about 3 a.m. Once again, 3 a.m.
Devil's hour.
Sunday and ended up falling in.
What about the guy that jumped in the toilet?
Yeah.
The portal.
The porta potty.
Yeah, that guy. Where's he now? Probably got... dying of some disease.
Still blue.
The man apparently found his phone as he was able to dial 911 from inside the trash chute. DC Fire and Emergency Services spokesman Vito Maggiolo said a video tweeted by the department shows firefighters feeding fresh air down the trash chute.
I bet.
To help the man breathe while they worked on a rescue plan. It wasn't that he didn't have air. He just had garbage smelling air probably.
Yeah. And he didn't have any droids there to help him in the trash chute.
You're right. And then the thing came up out of the water.
Oh, scary.
The department's, it was an alligator from New York that came up out of the, the department's confined space rescue unit. They have a confined space rescue
sure
unit.
Sure they do, don't you?
The CSRU.
Yeah.
Was called in and they were able to use...
What if it was a TV show?
It sounds like it.
NYPD, CSRU, or whatever.
Anyway, it took these guys, these highly trained professionals, to put a harness on the guy and pull him out. The man was checked out at the scene, figuratively or...
Check him out. He must work out.
And released when he was found to be free of serious injuries.
He had a banana peel stuck in his ear, but other than that, he was okay. All right, you give me these stories because you know I can't pronounce these words, but that's okay. I'm going to try anyway.
You want me to do it?
San Francisco man's ventriloquist dummy stolen in a mugging. I did it.
You did it.
Yeah.
Good job.
Police in San Francisco said a man was mugged and the two assailants made off with his ventriloquist dummy. Police said the victim was physically assaulted and the suspects fled with the dummy. What are they going to do with this dummy?
Well, they know the dummy wouldn't talk.
But bum.
The incident happened around 10:50 p.m. Thursday in the city's Polk Gulch neighborhood. According to the San Francisco Chronicle, police have not identified the suspects, who are believed to be between 25 and 30 years old. And when they asked the guy that owned the ventriloquist what happened, he said, "Well, this girl's coming over and there's a person into a dummy."
I feel like that would be funnier if we hadn't already used that gag earlier.
Nobody can see your lips moving anyway.
The victim's injuries.
That is the only way he would be a ventriloquist is on a podcast.
The victim's injuries were not believed to be life-threatening, and the police said that he was listed in stable condition on Friday.
Darn it.
In Florida, I went berserk.
Snake sizzles. Knocks out power to 22,000 in Florida. Officials with Florida's city electric utility said more than 22,000 customers lost power when a large snake slithered onto a high-voltage circuit breaker.
We need to do away with snakes. They cause nothing but trouble.
It's true. The Jacksonville Electric Authority said more than 22,000 people lost power early Wednesday when the snake was electrocuted at the Orange Pork I like the orange pork.
I eat there all the time.
I like the
Mugu guy pan.
The Mugu guy pan's pretty good. At the Orange Park substation, power was restored by 5 a.m., JEA officials said. The snake, which a trapper identified as a red rat snake.
Oh, it's a good snake. It's a rat snake.
Yeah, you're kidding. Yeah, let it go. He's so cute before he was dead. Did not survive. The utility said animal shields and fiberglass brackets are being installed on distribution lines.
I want some of those.
To help prevent animal-related power outages, which JEA said happens about once every 2 or 3 years.
I wonder if I
can
have some animal shields and fiberglass brackets applied to my house, like all over it.
My dog turned a rat snake into a red rat snake a few weeks ago.
Very nice.
Steve won't let up.
Steve rocks. Headline is, security officer allegedly steals $100,000 on his first day of the job. Huh. Not a good move, I would think, if you want to keep working. A New Jersey security officer has been charged with stealing $100,000 from a business on his first day of work.
That's a good haul the first day.
Score.
Larry Brooks, age 19, of Elizabeth, was working for Garda, a cash vault.
Was Elizabeth his mother?
No, of Elizabeth, but it could be. Way to throw me off. A cash vault and armored car company. When he was captured by company surveillance cameras, this guy's got no sense at all. Well, he's got a lot of sense, but no sense. Township police.
Haven't got no snake.
Township police chief Anthony Manna said security officers reportedly found $85,900 in a parked vehicle in Elizabeth, but added that there was no definitive conclusion of what happened to the remaining cash. So he did something with about $15,000.
Yeah.
First day on the job, Craig ripped him off. He's like, this is the greatest job I've ever had, man. Look at all this money.
And he got like a free, like what, 6x8 cell?
It's like manna from heaven.
I was going to say, if it was heaven, New Hampshire or something, I don't know, made that up. It'd been awesome.
He now gets 3 hots and a cot.
Darn it.
In the big house?
Yep. In the old clink.
In the Stony Lonesome.
Yes, yes.
The big house.
Yes. That's jail to everybody else, by the way.
Woman in Sweden calls out mountain rescue helicopter because she was tired.
Well, crap, if that was the case, I'd have to have a helicopter follow me everywhere
I'd have one hoist me out of bed every morning. An air ambulance. I want to see one of those air ambulances. I mean, I see them driving down the road, but I've never seen one fly.
Oh, I wonder what's happening over there. Oh, he's just waking up.
An air ambulance and rescue personnel called out to help a mountain climber in Sweden discovered when they arrived at the scene that the only thing the woman was suffering from was tiredness.
Crap.
The alarm was raised by the woman and her husband from an area near...
Her husband was with her. Yeah. Honey, I'm tired. Well, okay.
I caught it from you.
From an area near a hill cottage in Jokkmokk. I just made that up. I don't know what the word is.
That's right. Jokkmokk.
According to information given to the police, she had problems walking and was unable to get down from the mountain. An air ambulance and mountain rescue workers were sent to the scene, but when they arrived, they discovered that she was simply tired, simply red, simply, I'm sorry.
Oh, they're good.
And looking for a ride down. Said, sorry, man, money's too tight to mention. As tiredness is not considered a serious threat to life by the mountain rescue service, the couple were then offered a choice of trying to get down from the mountain themselves or to pay for the helicopter journey.
Ooh.
Well, I've always wanted to take one of those helicopter rides.
Same lady from the other story.
That'll be $20,000.
I like it that they gave her an ultimatum. Yeah. You can either climb your butt down and wake up, or you can pay for us to take you home.
Well, you know, this is cheap, too, because if you look at what, here in America, what they charge you for one of those helicopters, they have insurance you can buy that if you ever have to have it, it covers it. I mean, it's like not expensive, but it's if you're, and we have someone in the extended family that had to do that, and it was dumb, like $25,000.
Yeah.
Oh my goodness. Does that include like the, you're talking about the, what do they call it?
Like life flights. Yeah. Wow. Yeah. It was dumb. Just let me die.
That's ridiculous. I'll just die for $25,000.
Or drink a cup of coffee in this case.
I'm not that close to him.
It isn't the first time something similar has happened, according to local police. Mountain rescue should be for when there's a danger to life or health. That's when you should help people down. But if you have food and a roof over your head, maybe it's better to wait a bit until you're feeling a bit stronger later.
Yes.
Police press officer Marie Anderson, who talks like a man, told local newspaper Norrbottens Kuririn.
Hey, she's talking like a man.
According to radio station P4 Norrbotten, the couple ultimately opted to pay the 30,000 kronar. Is that like another planet? You give us 3,000 kronar. That's $3,655.
And we won't use the laser beam.
Oh my gosh.
3,006, that's much cheaper than over
Ooh.
Here.
Yeah. Okay, as if you weren't afraid enough to drive your car into a car wash, headline is, automated car washes can be hacked and turned into killing machines.
Yes.
Skynet.
They shouldn't tell the mafia this. Can you imagine if the mafia knew how to do this?
We'll have, we'll have Angelo's car washes popping up all over the place.
Wait, doesn't the mafia listen to this podcast?
Automated car washes, of all things, can now be added to the list of things that can potentially kill you.
Everything potentially can kill you.
It turns out that car washes can be hacked for nefarious purposes. According to research presented by Whitescope, that's racist, information technology security researchers Billy Rios and Jonathan Butt. His name is Butt.
Butt.
Hey, Mr. Butt. At the Black Hat Conference in Las Vegas last week. That's racist too, but yeah. You know.
I'm just was gonna wait for you to use my line twice before I said anything.
You know, you got white hat hackers, you've got gray hat hackers, and you've got black hat
racist,
hackers.
Racist, racist, racist.
And there's no cat in the hat hackers.
No, there is none. But white hat hackers are those who are hired by companies.
They're the good guys.
Yeah, to find.
Right.
Essentially.
To find links in the system, or leaks in the system. Yeah. Gray hat are like, what would you,
they don't have a
hobby.
They're kind of hobby. I don't know about gray hat, but the black hat guys.
Now, black hat guys are the ones that steal your information and
right.
end up making you call.
And they'll do anything to get
How do you know who's who?
The hats.
Oh, that's what I thought.
Yeah, they don't have to wear hats.
That's what I figured.
It's like an unsaid law. They often, yeah.
The researchers found that car washes, which can be remotely monitored and controlled by their owners via a web-based user interface.
We don't have anything like that.
Oh, we don't have to worry. Use Windows CE.
Well, that's like bank machines running. That's like bank machines are running basically Windows 95.
That's crazy, man. Yeah. First deployed by Microsoft Corp to power early smartphones in 1996. Since it's no longer supported, it now represents a massive open security risk. Given that access, the car washes can be hijacked and used to attack unsuspecting users innocently having their cars washed in a scenario straight out of a B-movie. Car washes.
I don't remember seeing a lot of B-movies with car washes in them. But
you
that's
remember
just
the movie
crazy
Car Wash?
Crazy car wash.
Oh, except for car wash.
Car washes are really just industrial control systems. We've written an exploit to cause a car wash system to physically attack. It will strike anyone in the car wash. We think this is the first exploit that causes a connected device to attack someone.
It's going to wash you to death.
Or you could just go to a car wash that's poorly maintained, like the one down the street from us.
Yes, I'd never go to that one.
When I went in, and shortly after, the entire piece of the top fell.
It's terrible. That one is. I don't think anybody that works there has been there in like 7 years. It's awful. Anyway, moreover, killing someone in a car wash is apparently not all that difficult once control of the car wash has been obtained. We controlled all the machinery inside.
We control your car wash.
We controlled.
Do not resist.
Can I finish, please?
I don't know. Can you?
We controlled all the machinery inside the car wash and could shut down the safety systems. You could control the set roller arms to come down with much lower and crush the top of the car, provided there was not mechanical barriers in place. While it's theoretical at this stage and there are no proven cases of a car wash being hacked.
We had to have a story by 5 o'clock. So we had to make something up.
For injuring or killing someone. Automated car washes have actually killed people or come close to doing so in the past. I didn't know that.
I swear this all sounds so made up.
I'm thinking how bad of an evil, like sinister plan do you?
It's very interesting.
It's like Despicable Me. Like this is like what he would come up with. We'll take
it
over
does.
The car washes.
You know, and we've all seen videos of the idiots that open their door inside the car wash that ends up getting.
No, I haven't seen those videos.
Oh well, they're out there.
He subscribes to.
In March 2007, a Wyoming, Michigan man was dragged into a car wash and killed in a tragic accident.
Was he from Wyoming or from Michigan?
While in 2013, a man in England came close to dying after a huge metal arm in a mechanized car wash collapsed. That's what you were just talking about down the road,
yeah, right.
Crushing him as he sat inside his car.
But here's the thing. This is twice that Wyoming has inserted itself into one of our conversations.
That's true, and in other states.
So I'm going to say Wyoming, that's two, okay?
That's two.
I don't want to hear anything else out of you. Man loses his pants as San Francisco online transaction goes awry.
I guess so.
A man was robbed of his pants and shoes near the San Francisco Zoo in an online transaction gone wrong, officials said.
He wouldn't be able to eat in a restaurant.
The man and a companion, ages 18 and 23, arranged online to meet up with two men in their 20s to sell a pair of shoes, according to the San Francisco Police Department. When the four men met up at the 1700 block of Sloat Boulevard, one of the purported buyers showed the victim a gun concealed in his waistband and robbed one of the pants and shoes he was wearing.
Good night.
Give me your pants.
and your shoes.
He demanded for the victim to take off his pants and shoes and give them to him, said Officer Robert Ricola.
Ricola.
A police spokesman. The man with the gun then made a second victim go to an ATM inside the police station and take out more cash. And the pair were robbed of a cell phone, wallet, cash, and credit cards, according to the police. I'm sorry, shoot me. You're not taking my pants.
So instead of just saying, hand me your wallet, he said, give me all your clothes, except you can keep your shirt, more or less.
I think that's what I just said.
Whatever. Headline is, in Japan, 66-year-old man accused of bribing cop says he was just showing him the money. According to according to the Hokkaido Prefectural Police Department, on the morning of July 30th, the suspect, a 66-year-old man named Tetsue Mihara,
show me the money,
was driving a light cargo truck down a road in the Hokkaido city of Kushiro when he was stopped by police, a police officer in a patrol car for operating a vehicle without wearing a seatbelt. First of all, that's ridiculous. Don't pull somebody over for not wearing a seatbelt. If they're speeding and not wearing a seatbelt, you can add to the ticket, but otherwise, leave them alone. However, before the officer was able to give Mihara a citation, Mihara told the police officer, I'd like you to overlook this. Come to my house if you intend to give me a ticket. And then he drove off. The officer followed Mihara to his residence. There, Mihara approached the officer saying, how much do you want? Okay, how much you want? This should be enough, right? As he pulled out 470,000 JPY, whatever that is.
$3.28.
Actually, it comes out to $4,250.
Wow.
That is a lot. That's a good cop not to take that bribe.
Police. I don't take bribes. Police. I take that one.
And buy a lot of donuts. Police arrested Mihara on charges of attempted bribery that same morning. Mihara has denied the charges, saying, I didn't want to hand over the money. I just show it to him. According to Yahoo News Japan, Mihara was not facing any monetary punishment for having been caught driving without wearing a seatbelt.
Without a seatbelt.
He was only facing a point on his license.
What was that? All I heard was... Florida man jailed after fighting teenage son. He said it started with a hedgehog.
What kind of fight starts with a hedgehog?
If I've heard it once, I've heard it a thousand
times. It's a hedgehog fight.
It started with a fight over a hedgehog. It ended with a Green Acres man. Pushing a wheelchair with a baseball bat and a machete.
Wait a minute.
I'm going to read that again. We're just going to keep all this in. Here we go. It started with a fight over a hedgehog. It ended up with a Green Acres man pushing a wheelchair with a baseball bat and a machete.
This is bizarre.
That sounds like a trick.
It does. Yeah. He's going to juggle them.
Homer Stacy II, 53, was arrested Sunday on aggravated assault and battery charges after authorities said he armed himself during a fight. Well, he put his arms back on to fight with his 18-year-old son, Jacob Stacy. Homer Stacy told police that he tried to tell his son to come get the critter from his house, and the son pushed him, according to the...
Is this Green Acres or Beverly Hillbillies?
I'm not really sure. Well, you know, they're all the same,
producer.
Well, yeah, they were all the same sort of, what's the word I'm looking for?
We've talked about this before, and I will tell
you. Genre?
Universe.
The same universe, that's right. But to me, though, especially Beverly Hillbillies stands the test of time.
It's so funny. And Green Acres, to this day, Green Acres has me rolling.
I've got to catch up on that.
Green Acres is just so
New
good.
York is where I'd rather stay.
Hey.
I get allergic to smelling hay.
Eva, you want to hold it down over there? His son, however, told police that his father was drinking and told him to go hurt Carol Simpson, the woman his wife was staying with. Stacy refused.
Go hurt Carol Simpson.
Go harder.
Stacy refused and started collecting his belongings to go see his mother. According to Stacy, his father started yelling and stabbing at the door with a pocket
knife.
What'd
the door do?
That's a good question. Stacy told police he tried to leave through the back door, but his father pushed him down. He eventually left the house and then came back later to get the hedgehog and the rest of his things. As he was leaving the house with his belongings, he saw his father in the street. Homer Stacy took off his shirt and picked up the baseball bat from the back pocket of the wheelchair.
If he was going to punt that hedgehog.
Yeah. Hedgehog ball or something.
Hedge ball.
According to the report, he told his son to get closer to him so he could hurt him.
This guy's insane.
I don't want to walk over there. Get closer so I can clobber you.
And bring that hedgehog with
you. That's right. When police asked why Stacy was armed with so many weapons, he said he was protecting himself from his son. He started grabbing tree branches while talking to the police and went back and forth between being cooperative to belligerent, as written in the report. It's bath salts.
It's gotta be bath salts. Yeah.
While Stacy was in the police car, he screamed at his son through the window, "I'm going to kill you."
Speaking of bath salts.
He might have been talking to the hedgehog though.
Headline is, man arrested for walking naked in Lawrence twice in one day. A man in Lawrence, Kansas was arrested for walking naked through the streets twice in the same day. Once is okay, but you do it twice, you'll get arrested.
Yeah, there's a law there.
According to a statement from Lawrence police, officers found the 34-year-old man walking nude on Massachusetts Street in downtown Lawrence about 2 p.m. Sunday. He was taken into custody and cited for indecent exposure. Then, about 2 hours later, Lawrence police received another call from a taxi service about a man who was picked up from the Douglas County Jail. So this taxi came and got him out of jail. The driver said the man couldn't pay for the fare, and when he arrived at his destination, took off his clothes and left the vehicle. So he said, look, I know I owe you $20. These jeans are worth at least 20, okay? I'm leaving with this. An investigator later identified the suspect as the same 34-year-old Lawrence resident, Christopher Stephen Carlson. Hey, we know a Stephen Carlson. Waiter Zach Romilly noticed Carlson walking down the street naked on Sunday while working the lunch tables at Zen Zero. I didn't see his lower half because of the way you could see out the window, he explained.
Well, good. Said, yeah, it's good day.
Bonus.
I said, this guy's walking around shirtless. And then I caught through the corner of my eye that he was not just shirtless. After realizing Carlson was naked, Romale said that he and the other customers couldn't believe the scene. At least they couldn't leave the scene. There was a couple families on college visits that came in from outside of town asking if this was normal.
Normal's about 3 miles down the road.
They're going to pull their kids out of school. He was just dead straight looking forward like he was going somewhere important. He was crazy. He looked determined to make some sort of a point. Ground Transportation Services driver Matt Stockdale was the one who picked up Carlson at Douglas County Jail on the first arrest Sunday. Stockdale said Carlson did not tell him why he was there, and the two engaged in light conversation. He seemed okay, Stockdale explained. He talked to me. He carried on a small conversation. After driving to downtown Lawrence, Stockdale said Carlson failed to pay the $11 fare. Well, I'm sure the clothes were worth at least $11.
Oh, yeah, you can resell them.
Man walks down Scotland Street with seagull on his head. Well, that explosion of laughter before I even read it.
I want to see this.
A driving instructor in Scotland shared a video of an unusual sight at the side of the road. A man walking down the sidewalk with a seagull on his head.
Go, goals, go, goals.
The dash cam footage recorded during a Friday driving lesson in Musselburgh shows a man walking at the side of the road with a seagull perched on his head. The seagull flaps its wings but doesn't launch from the man's head. While teaching an early morning driving lesson in Musselburgh, we noticed a man was walking with a seagull on his head. The car dash cam caught him as we passed. What do you call a man with a seagull on his head? Cliff. Would be funny if that was his name.
Oh, that is awesome. From one great animal story to another one, headline is, Canadian farm offers alpaca dance classes. Craig,
do the alpacas teach you to dance, or do you teach the alpacas to
Sean,
dance?
Sean, are you going to dance with the alpacas?
Absolutely.
A farm in Canada is offering alpaca dance classes for anyone looking to get fit and cut a rug with the woolly animals. I see what this is. They've got the goat yoga now. You've seen the goat yoga?
No.
You can do yoga with goats while they're climbing.
No.
I don't think Sean and I frequent the same websites you do.
Well, anyway, 313 farms in Manitoba are offering 6 weeks of dance and fitness classes, including hip-hop, bear, cardio, Pilates, Mommy and Me, and boot camp with the company of friendly alpacas. Each class lasts about 45 minutes and is followed by a 15-minute alpaca meet and greet.
What a smell. When it gets like really, it's already smelly when you get there, then it gets hot.
Moms, dads, little ones can come out and just learn about music and about animals. You get inside and take away from the TV, and you get the little workout at the same time. Ann Patman of 313 Farms told Global News, the alpacas are super friendly. They don't bite. They're very curious about
people. They're a beauty.
They're very curious about people without being intrusive, so they're really nice to get along with. Inspired by the growing trend of goat yoga.
Oh, yeah, I've heard of that before. Just like 3 minutes, like maybe a minute ago.
Students are free to choose whether or not they'd like to interact with the alpacas while toning their abs or learning hip-hop moves. The people who have been here really like it, Patman said. They love the interaction with the alpacas.
Did you say Pac-Man said?
No, I did not. I said Pac-Man.
Waka, 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 waka.
They love the interaction with the alpacas. They love that they're so friendly and they're so good with kids.
And yeah. They're good dancers.
Yeah. People love it. It actually says yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. People love it.
What, no top 10 this week?
We got no top 10. That's why Sean's here. He is taking the place of the top 10.
Can we do
10.
Top 10 reasons not to invite Sean back on the show again?
number 10.
I know number one.
Number 10, Sean. Number 9, Sean. Number 8, Sean. You get the idea.
Anyway, thanks for listening to episode 101. We'll be back next week.
Without me.
Maybe. 102 will be then.
They know how to count.
Yes.